Do you want more energy and less cravings? You might be on a blood sugar roller coaster. A lot of times when we're not balancing our blood sugar with the foods that we eat and the way we live our lives, we end up with lousy energy and those cravings to dig into candy or snacks throughout the day. Or maybe you need to work on lowering your blood sugar numbers. Maybe you've been to a doctor's appointment recently and you were told that you have elevated blood sugars or prediabetes. Or maybe you struggle with the inability to lose weight and body fat. At the time that this podcast airs, we're getting ready for our April Blood Sugar Balancing Challenge. This challenge will take place inside of the Goal Getters group. It's only $9.99 per month to join the Goal Getters group. Plus, you can try it out for free with a 1 week free trial. Join the April Blood Sugar Balancing Challenge as we work to implement a new blood sugar balancing hack every week in April. The challenge begins on Monday, April 1st, 2024, and is a 30-day, month-long challenge. We will focus on a new habit each week to habit stack and create a better blood sugar balancing routine, focusing on more protein, veggies, vinegar, and movement. Each one of these hacks is designed to improve our metabolism, create better blood sugar balance, improved energy, reduce cravings, and work to lower overall blood sugar numbers to improve our blood work too. Join the challenge to have support and accountability with the other Goal Getters members, along with guidance from your registered dietitian, me, Brittany. Join the Blood Sugar Balancing Challenge by joining the Goal Getters group with the link below in the show notes. I hope to see you there. Welcome to the Your Life Nutrition Podcast. I'm Brittany Libertor, your registered dietitian nutritionist and mindful eating dietitian. Here on the podcast, we will be answering your questions all about nutrition and wellness while breaking down nutrition misinformation and giving you the truth that you can apply to your life. We will focus on changing your habits and your mindset to help you become a healthier version of yourself and a more mindful eater. Let's ditch the diets forever, find food freedom where you can eat pizza and ice cream all without the guilt, learn how to create balanced meals and snacks, and reach your health and nutrition goals. Let's do this. Hey, I'm Brittany Libertor, your registered dietitian nutritionist and mindful eating dietitian. In today's episode, we're going to be talking about how to stop overeating on the weekends. Did you know that weekends actually account for 104 days of the year? A lot of people think that they can just eat super quote unquote healthy during the week and then completely ignore what they're eating on the weekends. They're just frustrated that they're doing all the right things, but they're not seeing progress. But many people fail to recognize that how not being mindful of what you eat all weekend long can actually lead to a plateau in your progress. So let's set a few things straight first that will help set you up for success for the weekends, okay? So first of all, we need to ditch the all or nothing attitude. Nobody is perfect, and a treat on the weekend is not going to keep you from reaching your goals. If you're going to have a treat or a fun food, like we call it here at Your Life Nutrition, I just want you to focus on eating it mindfully and keep your portions in check. Allow yourself to have food freedom. And this really does so much for your mental health and keeps your relationship with food a healthy one. Secondly, remember the 80-20 principle and practice this all the time. Eating perfect all the time is not realistic, and 80% of the time we want to focus on eating nutrient-dense foods that are in alignment with our health goals, and 20% of the time we're going to be eating for pleasure. This is our fun foods, our treats, and we can still do this while maintaining a balanced and fulfilling eating plan that is going to help us be on track with our goals. Remember that having those fun foods throughout the week might even be what you need to prevent from depriving yourself so that a cheat meal or indulgence doesn't turn into a cheat weekend. And I really don't like using the term cheat meal or cheat weekend. We don't talk about that here at Your Life Nutrition because who are you cheating? You are just cheating yourself, and food is fun. It's not a cheat. We may choose to have a more indulgent or fun food rich meal during the week like pizza, or maybe we're having some chocolate to keep the cravings at bay. the idea here is when we give ourselves unconditional permission to eat any and all foods whenever we feel like it, then we're truly honoring our hunger, our cravings, and then we're not feeling like foods are off limits at certain points of our week. Next, I want you to try your best to honor your hunger and fullness cues by using the hunger scale. We talk about this all the time in the coaching program. It's one of the first things I teach my clients. And this is really listening to your body's internal cues for eating, which is so important. But a lot of adults actually ignore your hunger and fullness cues. So to try and prevent overeating during the weekends, you can practice gauging how hungry you are on a scale of 1 to 10 before you eat any food. I recommend that my clients try and eat when they're about a 4 or a 5, when they're more neutral around food, like they could eat. And this is so that you can actually pause, stop to think about what you actually want to eat, get something that's going to be truly satisfying, and be able to eat mindfully and slowly, as opposed to being like a 1 where you're absolutely starving and maybe even feeling nauseous, like your blood sugar went low. And that's just going to be like you're needing to grab something quick and convenient that you can just start eating immediately because you are so incredibly hungry. We also want to try and pause our eating maybe halfway through the meal and see where we're at and if we feel like we are going to continue eating or if we have had enough and we are going to stop eating and maybe save any leftover food for another time. So the idea here is that you always have your hunger cues with you, and so you can tune into those to identify when it's appropriate for you to eat, stop eating, and you know, pick that back up again later if you're feeling hungry again. So the other thing is you may be thinking like, oh my gosh, I, you know, saw these really delicious looking chips at the grocery store and I came home and I ate like the entire bag. And now I'm tempted to eat everything I want the rest of the weekend because I already blew it. Okay. So we're just going to pretend that you finished a bag of chips that you hadn't planned for and you're not really feeling that great about this decision. Okay. There's a 3-step method that I want you to think about doing, okay? So first of all, we're just going to pause and take a deep breath. Nothing's going to happen to you if you allow yourself to just like sit in that moment, feel your feelings of maybe frustration or disappointment. So second, I want you to learn. Think about one thing you can learn from this situation. Maybe it's that eating out of the bag of chips really wasn't helpful for you and didn't set you up for success. And so next time we're going to get a bowl out and have put, you know, some chips into the bowl and enjoying it that way. And maybe you're going to decide to call a friend if you've had a long day instead of reaching for a snack. And really the last thing you need to do is just move on. The best thing you can do for yourself is to let this be an experience that you don't hold on to and you just learn from instead. Remember that you are in control and you can learn to pause and learn to take something away from the experience and just move on. And something else I would just challenge you to think about, if you are tempted to kind of have one fun food lead into a whole weekend of overeating, is like, remember how you felt the last time you overate on the weekend. Your body probably didn't feel that good. You probably mentally didn't feel that good. And it probably was hard to kind of get the motivation going once again come Monday or whenever you decided to start over. So trying to get out of that cycle of starting over and stopping and throwing in the towel is something that does take time. And it's a mindset shift that we need to make. It's something I work really, really closely with my clients on so that they can reach their goals too. So I challenge you to enter into this weekend with first ditching the all or nothing mindset. Next, I want you to work on embracing that food freedom by enjoying the fun foods when you have a desire for them, not just on the weekends. If a craving hits you on a random Tuesday and you really want that ice cream, go for it. And next, it's utilize your hunger cues while you eat and before you eat and after you eat so you can stop eating when you are satisfied. So I hope that you found this information to be helpful and I will talk to you in the next episode. do struggle with figuring out what foods to eat and how to meal plan. Maybe it's stress or emotional eating, not feeling comfortable in your clothes, feeling overwhelmed with weight gain, or maybe you need to lower your blood pressure, blood sugar, or cholesterol. If you answered yes to any of those questions, I would love to help you. To learn more about working with me, either one-on-one or to join our private accountability group called the Goal Getters Group, head to my website, www.yourlifenutrition.org. If you want to have a free discovery call to see if we'd be a good fit to work together, fill out the coaching application and I will contact you to set up our call and we can see which option would work best for you. On the Your Life Nutrition website, you will also find recipes, testimonials, and other blog posts that you might find helpful on your journey. If you enjoyed today's episode and you want to follow along with more things Your Life Nutrition, you could check us out on Instagram and Facebook at Your Life Nutrition, where I love to post daily inspiration to help you become a healthier version of yourself.